This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We start today with a lesson in personal finance, or more specifically, a lesson in why there are so few lessons in personal finance. According to a new survey, 99% of us think schools ought to teach the basics. Like, you know, budgets, debts, defaulting on our obligations, anyone? But a lot of schools never touch it. To explain the discrepancy between what we want and what we actually do, we've invited author and Time magazine contributor Dan Kadlec to join us. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
So how common are personal finance classes in schools around the country?
Not common at all. Something like 14 states have a requirement for some kind of personal finance in the curriculum. Most of what's offered is as an elective. There's something like 4 states that actually require a personal finance course, so not very common at all.
And why so few, considering 99% nearly all of us want this education in our schools?
You know, 20 years ago, this term financial literacy, financial education, it barely even existed.
Huh.
It's only in the last really 5 years since the recession that policymakers and leaders have decided we need better personal finance education to as a safeguard against another meltdown. And so there, you know, so programs have begun to spring up, but it's still a fairly new movement, and we're trying to figure out what works.
What are the roadblocks to making it happen?
Well, there are many. There are something like 1,400 studies that are contradictory or inconclusive. Teachers themselves don't really understand how to teach the subject. You've got people that are starting to develop a backlash because there's so little evidence that personal finance knowledge actually changes behavior.
So one thing I found fascinating in the survey that came out is that nearly 4/5 of adults think learning about personal finance is hard. And the reason a lot of them give is because there are actually too many education resources out there. And it struck me as a little counterintuitive that too many resources are muddling things up.
Well, that's right. And that's a very recent development. 10 years ago, there weren't enough. Today, there may be too many. It's a disjointed effort. There's not a lot of continuity to the programs, and a lot of it's regional or local. What we don't have is any real national leadership. We don't have any real ability to decide what is the program and what isn't. There are 4 states that have a standalone personal finance course required for high school graduation. I mean, I think that's a model.
And so at a national level, what do you think? Where does it go from here? Where should it go from here?
Well, where we should be headed is towards some sort of a mandate for personal finance education in schools. Now, Great Britain just approved that. They're starting in 2014. Australia has mandatory financial ed in their schools. There's a bunch of other countries that are moving that way quickly, including Canada. It's a global thing, and we're not getting there, largely because education is dealt with at the state level, so we don't have any federal authority that can say you have to do this. Now the states are thinking about it; they want to do it, but it's really hard to get them all together with a common initiative.
Who could do that? Who could sort of make this happen? Do you think?
Wow, that's a good question. In England, they have sort of a national figure, and they also have a federal authority. Australia, they also have a federal authority. It's really going to be up to the states to come together, probably with some kind of federal leadership.
In the meantime, what advice would you have for listeners who do want to start learning personal finance, who are a little overwhelmed by the options out there?
I would start with some of the there's a few federal websites, mymoney.gov and moneyasyoulearn.org. 2 good places to sort of get a grounding for what you should know and at what age.
I want to shift just slightly here and ask, you know, we've been talking a lot about the national debt and the possibility of default. And I wonder if there's a way you'd suggest families or teachers use this moment in the country's history as a personal finance teaching moment for kids.
Look, John and Jill, here's how you don't do it. it's an interesting question because the government is a lot different than families, not least being that they can print dollars. They don't have to earn them. But it is a good way to just bring up the subject.
Dan Kadlec is co-author of A New Purpose, Redefining Money, Family, Work, Retirement, and Success. Thanks so much.
Anytime.